I'm in the Abbott Square area. So is it true that you can't use the bathroom unless you purchase something?
9696 is the
code. You're the man. Thank you. One of the vendors from Veg on the Edge, I was told that it was given the code 9696, and I was told that it's not problem getting the code. No, you're supposed to only give it to people who purchase, but they don't do that. So we'll see if I got the proper 9696 code. Okay. See if we have an elevator, a bunch of, it's quite a building here. I haven't really spent a lot of time, but I'm approaching the restrooms. I'm seeing if I can get in here, and it does work, but it does say customers only, please get door code from your vendor, public restrooms available at the mall. Check that. Also is a, bathroom with two full walls, four full walls covered with graffiti. I remember reading the graffiti years ago in bathrooms up at the Med Cafe in Berkeley. Slob on the knob, like my corn on the cob. Just picking a few random graffiti. Ice Age is a coming from Tom Yorkey. When you were born, you came out a baby, and I came out a fully formed lady. Sign of Diane, Hard Girls, 2014. Ain't no fun till the homies got some. I'm a rebel just for kicks. Well, there's a lot of different stuff on here. And it's, looks like some reading material.
And we're closed at 3 o'clock on Saturdays.
Now, are your restrooms usually open to the public?
No, usually we let the public use our bathrooms. If we're closed, they're not open to the public.
But if you're open?
Yeah, normally if we're open, then our bathrooms, we can.
Even to the grubby folks like myself?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, we don't discriminate. If you are a vendor, you can, or if you are in Abbott Square, you can ask any of the vendors and they can give you a code to the bathroom.
I understand that you're theoretically supposed to buy something.
Yeah, they don't always know.
That's what I heard. Thank you.
Of course. Have a good one.
All right. So it looks pretty mellow here. See how true that is. I'm out looking at the outside table space, which fills the area between Cooper Street and the Maw, the back entrance of the Maw. There aren't too many people here, a dozen or two maybe. And there's actually no event happening, so that's a consideration. But I was going to say it's largely a white group, but we actually have a black family seated right next to the street on the raised platform. So that's true. Victoria's next space, which is replace the benches with these bike racks or bike, what are these, what, these rent-a-bike things or electro bikes? I'm not sure what they are. Across the street, you hear one of the few street musicians. How's business? Any reports from the street for free radio?
It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day.
Looks nice. And no hassles from police?
No, no. No, no. Not.
I see you're not even within the sacred bounds of the... You, some of them are. But, you know, I'm glad you're sitting, making comfortables. Outside, we're across from Palace Arts and Pete's. And it's just some nice leather goods here, some nice cups and jewelry. Anything you want to say for free radio?
It's a beautiful day.
It is, for sure. What's your name?
Willoughby, George.
And George, how long have you been vending out here?
About 4 or 5 days.
And no problems?
No problem, no.
Are you making enough to help
I'm all right.
This looks like nice, a bunch of leather pouches, some knife cases.
Five.
How many hours a day would you say you're out here?
About 4 hours.
And what's the average take, if you want to say?
Well, last week, 4 days, I made $120.
And are you outside at night? I mean, do you have to
do
you sleep?
I sleep on the street. That's my house.
And you're pointing to your sleeping bag and your mobile roller kit. And any hassles from that?
No.
Is that because you have a secret hiding?
I'm a veteran.
So you don't get hassled?
No, I don't get hassled. I go to the VA Wednesday for a coffee and milk for the meal. Free dinner Wednesday.
But at night, where do you see your sleep outside?
Yeah, I sleep outside.
And do the police ever approach you?
No. Well, a couple times, but they find out who I am, so they don't bother me anymore.
How long you been in Santa Cruz?
Well, I came here in 1952.
That's a long time, man.
I was 10 years old.
Well, you've gotten bigger.
Seven.
You're older than I am, man.
I'm going to be working at 80. 3 more years.
You don't look like you're 80.
I got a couple more years.
Huh?
We're 1942, February 22nd.
That's my brother's age. Well, thank you, George.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Here at the Bernie for 2020, since you agreed, if you want. You got buttons, you got t-shirts, you've got a donation can, you've got a sign-up list, and you even have musical accompaniment over there. What's your name?
I'm Christopher.
And Christopher, you said you're more hopeful this time that there will be a success. I know Bernie got a huge crowd in Santa Cruz last time. It all evaporated, it seems like, a few months later. What makes you more optimistic now?
Well, in 2016, you know, people thought that Bernie was a radical. But now they don't see him as a radical, because the reason for that is because he's changed the whole conversation. You know, everybody else is now trying to imitate Bernie, try to be like him, because they know that. So I think that shows that he's the real deal. And also, last time he started out with 4% approval. Most people didn't know who he was. But this time he is starting out with a big head start. He's the most popular politician in the country, and everybody knows who he is and likes him.
Now, of course, you're familiar with, you probably heard me shout U.S. out of Iran as I walked up.
Yeah.
I just don't see anybody interested in that issue, even among the politicians. I don't hear Bernie doing much around that, or frankly, any of the other Democratic hacks, as I call them, because, you know, they're all essentially, they vote for the war appropriations, as has Bernie every year, regardless. And the issue is, what can people who really want to oppose these policies do to have some impact? And to stop, well, World War III, actually, is what some people feel we're at the edge of right now.
What can we do?
Yes.
I just wanted to correct the fact that Bernie actually just wrote an article that against the war in Iran, so...
That's nice.
Yeah.
But did he vote against the appropriations for the war in Iran the last time there was a large military appropriations bill? I don't think so.
Well, yeah, we do need to start a movement and get out on the streets, I think, this time.
Well, you are on the streets.
So,
but the movement you have is simply to elect one individual who votes every year pretty much for the military appropriations. So that might not be something that people that, for example, believe as I do, that you've got to dump that whole situation, can come to. What hope do you have for us?
What hope? Well, I think Bernie is building a movement. His slogan is not me, us. He wants to empower the working class. He wants to empower the people. So I think that gives us hope. Change doesn't come from the top down. Change comes from the bottom up.
Well, in the last 3 years, because, you know, Bernie has been on the out, and presumably you were working for Bernie back then.
I was volunteering, yeah.
What's been done in Santa Cruz, for example, to defend the rights of homeless people?
Well, we got a new city council. I think Julian might know more about that, but...
What's your name?
I'm Julian Prino-Stoll, and I suppose I'm also out here volunteering for Bernie, but I'm also with the DSA, Democratic Socialists of America.
You folks did provide some support for people at the Ross camp before they were unsummarily dumped from out of that camp into nowhere.
Yeah. And a number of those folks actually became involved in politics because of the Bernie campaign in 2016. So I think that's one instance of, even though Bernie could go farther on housing issues, and I'm one of the first people to say that, I can also say that, like, Bernie awakened a lot of people to the issues in our society and the idea of political change. On the point of war with Iran, I think it's also notable to say that Bernie is among a very small crowd of politicians that have been able to criticize Israel. And that's coming from someone who is Jewish, someone who is like a seated senator. And that's a very radical act in the space that he's in. And I think it opens up new political possibilities. We saw with the interventions in Yemen that Bernie was also one of the first to speak up, and many of the Democrats followed. So I think there is the potential to create a more left-wing internationalism if we elect Bernie as president.
But again, as I was saying to your associate here, talk is kind of cheap if you're voting for the weapons and vote after vote. And I'm not talking about one vote against the Saudi Arabian weaponry. I'm talking about the $750 billion appropriation that slides through every year and gets bigger.
You didn't vote for that. No, he didn't.
I can find it. But
well, please, I'd like to, if you can, that'd be very instructive. I know that, Bernie's in the Senate.
I know Warren voted for it. I know that Biden voted for it, but I'm fairly certain that Bernie did not vote for the $700 billion.
What I've noticed, and I don't know about this year's appropriation, and I should because I'm attacking Bernie because of his past votes, but half the time at least, he has voted for these military appropriations. And if you allow this guy to pat you on the head, I don't know what to think.
What did you say?
I'm getting interviewed.
Oh, yeah, please.
No, it's all right. You can jump on. So you were going to find out, I guess, whether Bernie voted for the
I don't know where to find that, but I'm
probably look up Bernie military appropriation.
Right.
I'll take a look, too, at some point.
Please take a look at that. I don't know. I'm not sure where to even find it, so I don't know.
In the meantime, just make sure that all these folks know that we should stop the war in Iran now, before it starts.
You're right. We got to get it. That's insane. It's completely... Iran is four times as big as Iraq. It would be a complete disaster.
But there's no action about that on the street, strangely enough. Whereas when there was a war in Iraq pending, at least you had people shouting about it. Though after it started, everybody shut up and did nothing.
Well, I was either going to be out on the streets protesting Iran or doing this, so I chose this.
You could do both.
Have
a sign behind you.
I could. That's a good idea.
I'll expect to see you next week doing that, assuming we have a next week.
All right, I'll see you next week. What's your name?
I'm Robert, and you are?
Christopher.
And?
Julian.
Thank you, Julian. I think I've talked to you before, Julian.
Yeah.
Or seen you out at, yeah, I am, out at Ross. And with, what's your name?
Guitar Joe.
Of course. Joe, you look different to me today. Why do you look different? I don't know. You're here next to the Scribner statue. You're inside the sacred discs, but I'm noticing a lot of people are sprawling outside the discs and not getting hassled for being outside the boxes or the performance pens, as I call them. Have you noticed a loosening of police behavior?
Well, it's sort of. I mean, they're pretty much kind of like they're leaving people alone. I mean, I don't know. It's it's cool for now, you know. Can't say... It'll be in a week. it's cool. It's cool. Actually, people are pretty much orderly and, you know, pretty much just trying to do their thing down here. And I appreciate the fact that they let people play with amplifiers now off and on. You know, I mean, that's a good thing. You know, I mean, myself, you know, I wouldn't push it. You know, like I like to play with an amp, you know, now and again.
But you're doing acoustic today.
But yeah. But like, you know, with an amp, you know, it's so much more funner, you know. But I mean, it's like I appreciate that they are letting. I see other people using amps and they're not getting hassled. Like back in the old days, I used to get like a $280 ridiculous ticket. You know.
How long ago was that?
It was like 10 years ago.
And the last time you got a ticket on downtown was?
I haven't got any tickets
And you've been down here regularly?
Yeah, I'm down here all the time, yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. It's just that I'm a little bummed out about the, you know, not being able to play by the boardwalk, not in the boardwalk area, but like along the sidewalk there. There's people that I see every year for like 30, I've been playing down there like 30 years and maybe 35 years, and there was people that I'd see every year, and they go, oh, there's a, you know, so, you know, and you'd all, You know, and then all of a sudden they're like 5 years ago they started saying that musicians can't play down there, you know, on the sidewalk. You know, and it's just kind of, I think they should allow people to play. Yeah, especially I wasn't even using an amp or anything. I was just playing with my acoustic. And
is that true for all musicians, or did you allow a select few?
I think of there it's in everybody in general. It's the rule down there now.
Because I know people play on the wharf.
Yeah, yeah. They refer you to the wharf or down here, but I'm like, but down there it's cool. You know, it's like as I say, people would come every year from over the hill, and I'd look forward to seeing them. You know, and then now I can't see them. You know, because they won't let me play. And that's kind of a bummer, you know. I mean, with just acoustic without an amp, you know, that I think that they should change the rule on that. If, as long as you're playing without an amp, I think it should be
private security guards hassling mostly, or police
and
rangers.
This is city police.
City police. Interesting. Did they get, and you haven't got a clue as to when and why the policy changed?
No, not really. I guess maybe there's something. Maybe something happened, or I mean, I don't really know. Why the policy has changed, but as I say, it's been over 5 years now that, and every time I try to play down there, they tell me to.
Last time you tried was?
Last year, you know, and I just started, I would just play downtown or go somewhere else, but I mean, but it was a little discouraging, I say, because I.
It's not fun to be run off.
Well, yeah, not only that, the people that come every year to see me from over the hill, You know, they must go, oh, where'd Joe go, you know?
He disappear or what? Why doesn't he hear? What have you done to Joe?
Right. He's Joe-napped.
No.
And but we've been talking with, of course.
Guitar Joe.
And Joe, how can people find, can they find you online?
Well, I'm on, I don't know, I'm on Google. I play some music on the, it's a titled Guitar Joe, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Play on, GJ.
I shall.
You better.
And I won't give up. I'm still going to go down and try and play down there, and maybe they'll let me slide this time. Every once in a while, they let you slide, but it's not very often.
Call in a report to Huff if you want.
Oh, okay. Oh, Huff and old. Huff and old.
Exactly. You'll huff and
huff
you'll
and
puff.
Huff and I'll huff and a puff.
And you'll puff and you'll huff. Thank you, man.
All right.
Outside of Byzantine jewelry across from antique collectibles, we have a man seated on a bench playing a guitar, but it's not with an open guitar case. It has a nice sound to it though, as I walk by.